Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos here, and we are continuing the Halachas of Dosh, and the Halacha Shabbos will be the last shiur on the Halachas of Dosh. The question arises, is it mutter to sprinkle salt in order to melt ice that built up on your front porch or in front of a shul because someone might slip? Is it mutter to sprinkle this salt on Shabbos in order to melt the ice? And as we spoke, you're not allowed to melt ice on Shabbos. Now squeeze ice in order to get out the liquid on Shabbos. But Fi Rashi, the reason was because turning ice into water is a type of malacha, it's a type of moilid. According to the other Rishonim, is of shashchita. Those things don't apply when sprinkling salt on ice. The only shaila is, does the din of the Sefer Truma, which the Ramah is machmak Sefer Truma, does that apply over here? The Sefer Truma said, you can't put something that's ice near a fire on Shabbos, because that's the Isser of Noilad, that you're causing it to melt. And the Ramah says that L'chatchil Yishev Machmeh for this. But the Ramah also says, Malkam HaTzayrich, you can makel and you could melt something near the fire. So for sure, over here, in such a case, where you're sprinkling the salt in order so someone shouldn't slip on the ice, for sure be called, considered Malkam HaTzayrich, and it would be mutter. And that's how the Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasa Paskins, and the Archa Shabbos, both Paskin, that it's mutter to sprinkle the salt on ice on Shabbos, and it's not a chash of the Isra of melting ice, because this will be mutter, because here it's a malkum tzarech. Even though I saw in the Kovetz Halachas that he's not so sure about it, he says, Efshe yesh lahakol, because he holds that this is worse than putting something near a fire, because here, by sprinkling the salt directly on the ice, it's more of a ma'isa of risuk biyadayim. But still, he says, L'ma'isa of malkum hilach rabim, k'goyin eitzel beis ha'knesset, so k'doyim efshe yesh malkum lahakol. It could be a malkum lahakol, and other Paiskim say for sure it's mutter, therefore you definitely can make a makom chash of a sakana. Now the question is, till now we were speaking about turning ice into liquid, within it's the isser of noilad. What about the opposite case? Taking liquid and making ice on Shabbos. I want to take liquid and put it into the freezer on Shabbos, turn it to ice. I want to take a liquid freeze pot and put it into a freezer on Shabbos. Is that mutter or asr? So let's analyze. We have three different reasons why you're not allowed to take ice and turn it into liquid. One pshat was Rashi's pshat, that there, it's a ma'is of halacha here, that definitely doesn't apply. I'm putting something in the freezer, there's no halacha, there's no ma'is of bidayim involved. Same thing, schita, there's no problem with schita here, putting water into a freezer, there's no problem with schita. The only question is, according to Sefer Truma, which the Ramah says, here, you're causing a change of a status. You're causing something to turn from liquid into ice, that should be also. So the price can say, taka, if you say Sefer Truma, it would be a problem to take liquid and make it into ice on Shabbos. But they do say, just like the Ramah says, Makom Tzarech, it's mutter to melt the ice. So Makom Tzarech, I can make ice as well. And therefore, if someone needs ice on Shabbos, or if its children need the freeze pops on Shabbos, and it will freeze on Shabbos for Shabbos, in order for the children to use the freeze pops on Shabbos, it'll be mutter to put those liquid freeze pops into the freezer on Shabbos and make freeze pops on Shabbos, because that's the tzarech for the children. That would be mutter to do in a makom you don't have any other ones, and this is a tzarech. And lastly, there's a shaila about putting away, let's say, chicken soup Friday night. You want to put it into the freezer. Is that mutter or not? So it turns out, Shukla Machlaikis, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky brings down that this case is mutter, and he says, you know why? Because here, since I'm putting it in the freezer, so it shouldn't get ruined, that's not an isser of Noilad. L'mayis Rav Fourth Shaima on the Aris there, on Kavitz Halacha, says that even though the Michas Yitzchak was Mekel, it was only Mekel, first of all, Mishas Tadchak, and only also if it's a Dava Yavish. But a Dava, something that's a liquid, he was not Mekel, and you say it's get ruined, put it in the refrigerator until after Shabbos, it will not get ruined. And therefore, Rav Fourth Shaima holds that it will be Aser to take a liquid and freeze it for after Shabbos, because it's not going to get ruined. You can put it in the refrigerator. And therefore, if someone has this question, just ask the local Rav, because we have Yashtikul Machlaikas here, the Sefer Kovetz Halachas, who argues on Rav Fourth Shaima. So ask the local Rav, Halacha L'maisa, what to do in such a case about putting the chicken soup in the freezer Friday night to see if that's mutter or not.